We will read it in Mandarin. Please follow along in English.
我们来一起读诗篇第二首。诗篇第二篇，外邦为什么争闹？外民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。受膏者说，我要存圣旨，耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇镜的瓦器摔碎。现在你们君王应该醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐。当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作，凡投靠他的都是有福的。
The children are now dismissed for Sunday school. We give the following time to Pastor Shannon.
小孩子请到主日学。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, peace be with you. I want to say ahead of time, happy the Lenten festival. But in the United States, people often forget about the Chinese Lunar year. I still remember that when I came to the United States a few years ago,So the first day of Chinese Lunar Year, I was actually taking a class. And then, and the teacher is American. He just came to the class to teach one course. And then the teacher, who is American, actually remembers that was Chinese New Year, and he kind of wore a red tie that day.We even forgot about why he's wearing a very colorful tie. Because he said, today is your holiday. Then we suddenly come to awareness. But in the United States, we don't celebrate a lot to Chinese New Year.But if you are still in China, it's a big pressure for celebrating the Chinese New Year. Recently, I've read a report done by a guy, which is in comparative nature. He compares the Chinese New Year and Jewish New Year.Then he came to a conclusion for many differences and similarity. But actually, there's a big difference between Chinese New Year and Jewish New Year.
但是他硬呢要把这两个呢啊说成是啊一个过年有同样的意义。
But he kind of put emphasis on the similarity between two.
但是有一点肯定是一样的。
Well, of course, there's one similarity.
那就是无论中国年的中国人过年还是犹太人过年
，No matter who celebrate the New Year, Chinese or Jews,
都是对这个福分的这样的一个看重。
They share this feeling, they seek a blessing.
但是跟中国人呢打鞭炮吃喝这样的不同。
But unlike Chinese who have a great feast and do fair work,
犹太的新年更加注重他们的自己的这个反省需要赎罪，然后呢，再来这个祈祷盼望新的一年的上帝的祝福。
When celebrating the Jewish New Year, Jews usually come before the Lord, repent, reflect, and give praise.
所以我上次讲到，我们所读的诗篇是跟福分有关系的。
Well, last time I mentioned about the two Psalms I'm preaching on have something to do with blessing.
所以第一篇是一个宣告是有福之人的诗篇。
The Psalm 1 really proclaims man blessed.
而第二篇同样是 指教我们过一个有福的生活。
The Psalm 2, we are receiving instruction about living a blessed life.
而第一篇呢，他在告诉我们，那个有福的人就是在上帝的话语里面。他整天沉浸在上帝的话语里面。
We were told that the man who are blessed really delight in God's words.
而第二篇呢，强调呢，这个有福的人，他是认识上帝儿子的人。
The emphasis in Psalm 2 points to the blessed man who knows God.
那我上次呢已经做过解释，我这两篇有一个联系。
I point out last time that the two Psalms actually are integral.
就是我们读圣经要以真要与圣经里面所见证的耶稣基督相遇
，meaning we have to meet Jesus Christ that described in the scripture.
我们不只是一个记忆或者是文本分析。
This is not about memory of Bible words or our text analysis of scripture.
而是我们的生命在圣经里面所见证的那位基督相遇。
In our life, we have to come to meet Jesus testified.In the scripture.
圣经的本身不是目的。
The essence of the scripture is not about a purpose.
而圣经的目的是让你认识基督。
The purpose of scripture is to help you to get to know God.
所以第二篇就指出那个有福的人是真正认识上帝儿子的人。
So it was pointed out in Psalm 2, the blessed man really have the blessing because he acknowledged God.
那么我们看到在第二篇他发展了第一篇里面的关于那个罪恶的描写。
Then Psalm 2 went on to further develop the idea in Psalm 1 regarding evil.
第一篇讲到那些人是亵慢人。
The first talks about those wicked men in the council.
或者说是恶人。
Oh, they're called a wicked man.
但是在第二篇里面就讲到他们究竟是怎么样犯罪，怎么样亵慢上帝呢
？Then in Psalm 2, it talks about how these wicked people conspire and do things against God.
所以第二篇就讲到万邦在那里争闹。
So it talks about the nations conspire.
而那个字的意思是争闹，意思大喊大叫，那个非常的混乱。
So、it really describes a situation where people, you know, yelling and shouting very loudly.
但是呢，这一节经文过后就描写了世上的那些精英们在一起开会。
Then it talks about the rulers, you know, gathered together.
不仅仅是那些君王。
Not only those kings.
还有那些什么那些臣宰，就是那些谋士。
But also those rulers. And their tank thinker.
那现在说的这个什么智囊团那些人
the tank thinkers.
或国民党应该叫什么参谋团参谋长什么
the advisory in Chinese probably in Chinese like the people in the advisory board.
那这些人呢，他们来开会。
So they come together to have this meeting.
也就是政治和文化的力量连在一起。
It's like our aggregation of political and cultural forces.
他们开会就是要抵挡上帝。
They meet to plan for something against the God.
还有他的受膏者就是基督。
also against the appointed one by God,
他们,
Jesus Christ.
他们反对的名义是什么呢?
What is the kind of the excuse or reason they try to do something against the law?
他们的名义是我们要自由。
They're saying we want freedom.
所以我们看到在人类漫长的历史里面,
So if you see a long history of humankind,
很多人反对基督教,
Many people do things against Christianity.
因为他们都是他们以自由的名义,
under the name of freedom.
那些人要在性方面放纵的人,
When they want to really have free sex,
他们就是说基督教是一种禁欲对人的这种, 对人的本性是一种控制。
But they accuse Christianity to really set a lot of restraints on human sexuality.
而基督教对人的道德的要求太过严格。
And then they say Christianity have set very high bar or request on morality.
我们要自由。
So we want freedom.
我们知道在这世上你要搞运动, 你要反对人没有比自由更崇高的口号。
We know in this world that actually the best incentive or force for our movement it's you know it's the idea freedom.
他们不要上帝的律法。
They don't want the law of God.
他们要自己做主。
They want to be the master themselves.
他们以自由的名义。
They, you know, for the name of freedom.
但什么是自由呢?
What is freedom?
所以我们常常理解, 我们常常讲自由, 但是我们不理解什么是自由。
We often talk about the word freedom, but we don't necessarily have a deep understanding of what is freedom.
而今天很多人去所谓做促进自由的运动, 他们也不知道什么是自由。
People who now are the promoter of freedom, they don't necessarily have a true understanding of freedom.
他们最常的表现的说法是说, 我想做什么就做什么。
They often saying that the definition of freedom is what I would like to do or what I'm willing to do.
我不要你管。
So I have no restraint whatsoever.
我要脱离这个权威。
I want to get rid of
我要脱离这个约束。
I want to get rid of the control.
我要干什么就干什么。
I want to do anything, I can do anything.
这个中文真是有意思啊, 英文就表达没有这么有意思。
Of course, the English translation is more awkward than what you say in Chinese.
刚才讲的这种叫由自不叫自由。
But this is something like do things depend on yourself rather than freedom.
所以由自就是我想干什么就干什么。
It's doing anything following your heart.
你想干什么就想干什么, 这不是自由。
You do whatever you can do is not a true freedom.
德国哲学家康德怎么说呢?
Kant, German philosophy said this.
Kant他说, 自由不是你想干什么就干什么。
Kant says that freedom is not about what you want to do and then you can do.
而是你不想做什么就不可以不做什么。
This is about you know what you don't want to do but you're able to not do it.
哇, 这个我在17、18岁的时候, 听到这句话的时候, 佩服得五体投地。
So I first heard this statement when I was only 18 years old. I truly love it of the statement.
而且呢, 我那个老师很坏, 他竟然呢, 不说这句话是谁说的, 我一直以为是他说的, 他这么聪明。
And then I first heard it actually was said by my teacher. I thought he said it, not Ken.
我们想, 我可以不做什么就不做什么的话, 那真是一种自由。
So you have to think about if really you are not doing the things you know you don't want to do, you don't do the things you don't want to do, that's a true freedom.
他从这个道德的角度来理解是相当高明的。
From a moral point of view, this is a very enlightening statement.
人类之所以没有自由，就是因为没有办法自我控制。
When humans do not have a true freedom, it's because they lack the ability of self-control.
所以他给自由下了一个很重要的定义, 说自由就是自律。
So Kant is really suggest a good definition of freedom, which is about self-discipline.
那其实呢, 这个后来更深想了, 哦, 这种观点也不是他首先发明的。
Then if we further trace back, this idea actually is not originally come from Kant.
在古代的希腊有四种美德。
Because this is kind of tracing back to the ancient Greek.
其中一种就叫节制。
Because in ancient Greek talks about the four virtues, The first one is self-control.
不一定是第一个，但是是其中之一。
One of the virtues.
Yeah,
it's about self-control.
就是能够自我啊，自我约束。
So you can really control yourself.
那所以自由是你能够不去做那些事情。
So freedom is really about you have this ability to control yourself to not do something.
一个人抽烟抽到不抽受不了，你就没有自由了。
So once someone really smoke to a degree that you can't bear to smoke it, then that's not freedom.
你想抽而抽，那不想抽呢，就完全不需要，那就是自由的。
If you are able to control yourself for one you can smoke, one you cannot, and that's a freedom.
如果你每天不喝酒睡不着，那你就没有自由了。
If you can't go to a bed to sleep before drinking a couple of cups,
then
you don't have freedom.
你在电脑前面一坐下来就打开游戏，不打开，那你就是没有办法做事情，那你就不自由了。
When you sit before the computer and you have to play computer game for a couple of hours, you don't have freedom.
在电脑面前，你可能正在写文章，写了几分钟以后，哦，好累啊，打开游戏玩一下，就发现一玩天亮了。
Even you have the excuse that you were writing before the computer, but you realize I need to relax it a little bit, then you play the computer game until the dawn comes.
你就失去自由。
So you have lost the freedom.
自由就是你能够自我控制。
So freedom is really about your ability to control yourself.
自由就是你可以不做什么就不做什么。
So freedom is really about the situation where you can do the things that you don't want to do.
其实这种自由观还是很消极的。
Of course, this definition of freedom is still in a very passive mode.
圣经里面有比这更伟大 的自由的观点。
In the scripture, there's a better biblical teaching on the freedom.
不仅仅是你不去做坏事。
It's not only about your avoid doing evil things.
而是你能不仅仅能够这样，而是你能够去做美好的善的事情。
You but also can do for the good.
所以这是圣经里面讲到更超越的自由。
So this is a or more surpassing freedom.
上帝赐给我们律法。
When God gave the decree to us, the laws, yeah.
给我们律法，一方面是约束我们。
On one hand, it's trying to discipline us.
第二个呢，就是为了要来鼓励我们去做那些，指引我们去做那些正确的那些美善的事情。
The second purpose is really point us to the good things we should do.
所以圣经讲到上帝所赐给我们的这个律法是什么？
So in the scripture it's mentioned that the laws given by the God.
保罗说这是神圣的，这是美好的。
Paul said it's beautiful, it's holy.
但是圣经里面讲到，这里讲到了他们要脱开上帝的这个绳子。
But here talks about these kings and rulers trying to get rid of the fetters from God. 但
何西阿先知告诉我们，
But the prophet Hosea,
他说上帝其实给我们的是慈神爱所。
He said actually the fetters coming from God is full of love.
但我们就所谓以自由的名义要离开上帝的律法。
But under the name of freedom, we want to get rid of the law of God.
有一个美国的牧师，他讲了一个比喻，很生动。
Once an American pastor used a very interesting analogy.
他说什么叫做自由？
So he said, what is freedom?
他说我们看到火车在田野上自由的驰骋。
So we can see trains is running freely on the field.
但其实呢，它是什么？在轨道上。
But actually, if you pay attention to the trains running on the rail,
如果火车不在轨道上，那就不叫自由，那是脱轨了。
If the train is not running on the rail, it's derailed.
他说这个风筝在天空中自由的飞翔。
When you see the kite flying freely in the sky,
但是因为你这个什么绳子拽在手里。
But you ignore actually there's a rope tied.
如果那个风筝线断掉呢？
If the rope is broken,
那就不是自由，那叫什么？流浪，那叫
then
快要堕落，对不对？
It just become a wandering.
很快你就连找也找不着了。
Then it will disappear in the sky.
所以自由不是没有准则。
So freedom is not about no regulations or rules.
但这些反权威的人
，But those people who anti authority.
他们到一个地步，
They come to a point.
他们要反对上帝所指定的那一个我们的王，人类的统治者耶稣基督。
They want to make enemy against the appointed one, the king.
他们干要怎么做呢？他们甚至要把他杀了。
What they want to do, actually, they were try to kill him.
他们认为这样就可以自由了。
So then, after killing him, they would get freedom.
所以在第四节在这个这一段经文啊，抱歉，在第一节，在这个第一部分一到三节这一段经文。
So in the first part of Psalm 2, if you look verses 1-3,
在新约里面，使徒彼得的讲道里面，他认为这是应验在了耶稣的身上。
It was mentioned through Peter's teaching in the New Testament.
那所以我想请大家来看《使徒行传》的第四章。
Please turn your Bible to the Acts chapter 4, verses 23-28.
那么大家如果看到这个经文呢，那我们一请大家会念中文的人一起念，好不好
？So please read by following the slides in Chinese.
好。我们看到呢，这个在耶稣那个时代，那些人确实大喊大叫。
So we can see from here, from the scripture, that in Jesus' time, those people really yelled and shout against Jesus.
然后呢，这些君王承载他们一起把来要处死耶稣。
And then the kings and the rulers come together to plot a way to kill Jesus.
不过在这个事件里面啊，我们有两个可以得到两个很重要的真理，也是对我们很大的安慰。
Then from this incident or event, we can come to understand two important truths that we can be comforted.
我们要记得的就是世界总是敌对上帝、基督、敌对基督和他的国度。
The first truth is that this whole world is always making its enemy.To Jesus Christ and His kingdom.
他们甚至很是常常是非常凶恶的。
Of course, they look like they're terrifying and they're intimidating.
看起来甚至是很暴力的。
Or even they're look like very violent.
但是我们要记得，就是他们这么做只是对应验了预言。
But we have to remember what they have been doing is just part of the fulfill.
这说明
of God's promise.
Prophets.
Yeah.
这说明这是上帝早就预定的。
So this means that this has been already predestined by God.
他们杀害耶稣，表面上是他们的计谋得到成就。
The murderer of Jesus seemed to be that they are successful with their plot.
这种邪恶的势力好像胜利了。
It seems like the evil force has the victory.
第二，但是我们看到呢，不是第二，这让我们看到呢，恰恰成就了上帝救赎的旨意。
But on the contrary, actually, what they did became a fulfillment of God's will. Okay.
那所以我们会知道，虽然这看起来很可怕，但其实是神早就预言的。
It appears terrifying, but actually, it was already in God's prophecy.
那第二呢，就是我们要知道，当我们看到这样的情形
，The second is about when we see the circumstances.
我们就需要，我们知道这是出于上帝的。
We know this is come out of what God wants.
因此，我们要学习去忍受这样的恶行。
So we have to learn how to put up with the wrongdoing, evil doing.
最终他们的这些的邪恶的计谋是会归于虚空的。
Because eventually their evil doing will become void.
因为上帝在掌权。
Because God is still reign.
上帝的权威。
The sovereignty of God.
上帝的荣耀。
And the glory of God.
上帝的崇高。
And the superiority of God.
的并不受到亏损。
It will not fall short in any way.
而神仍然在掌权。
God is still reigning.
所以所以我们有一首小孩子常常唱的歌，但是歌词却是那么的那么的深刻。
There's a very popular song, oftentimes the kids like to sing.
这是天父世界。
This is my father's world.
说什么？
What he talks about?
说罪恶虽然好像得胜。
Although the wrong seems often overcoming.
好像
Yeah. Seems, you know, often strong.
但天父却仍掌权。
But my father is still a ruler yet.
这是多么优美的诗歌。
What a beautiful song.
但是我们常常唱这首诗歌，但是我们往往没有想想到。
We often sing this beautiful song, but do not give a lot of attention to the lyrics.
但诗篇的作者把它展现，把它表述出来。
But the psalmist here really remind us about this.
在第四到第六节里面。
In the verses 4 to 6,
就是第二个画面。
It brings the second scene.
那司布正在解释这篇诗篇的时候，他说这篇诗篇有四幅画。
Spurgeon used to interpret it in a way that he said he suggests four pictures in our mind.
而第二幅画就是上帝在天上的反应。
The second picture is about direction from God in heaven.
我上次已经稍微解释过一点，就上帝在天上发笑。
So it's really about, it seems about that God laughs from heaven.
意思就是上帝在掌权。
It means he reigns still in heaven.
这一些世界看起来很邪恶的势力，对上帝并不是一种威胁。
It looks like the world is occupied or controlled by evil forces.
这些的势力在神的面前不值得一提。
But they does not cast any threat to Lord. It's nothing in the eyes of God.
上帝为什么没有对这种情况有很激烈的这样的一个审判立刻就临到？
Why the judgment does not immediately come down from Lord to such evil doing?
是因为上帝爱人类。
Because God loved the humankind.
给人类悔改的时间。
It gives us the opportunity and time to repent.
那所以圣经里面就讲到了，上帝不仅仅笑一笑而已。
So it's not only about, well, it describes he laughs.
我们知道有一种人呢，这个他受到挑战的时候呢，表达自己很超越，就什么一笑而过。
Well, we know the situation like someone is challenged by others or questioned by others, he react with just laughing.
好，其实他是没有能力的。
Well, it means that he has no power and has no power in the heart to fight back.
但上帝是不一样的。
But God is doing it differently.
上帝的第一个反应，他是在那里嗤笑，就是因为这些不值得一提。
So God's first reaction is that he's scoffing at those guys.
第二呢，他说我要在怒中责备他们。
Then he said, I will rebuke them in wrath.
在烈怒中惊吓他们。
So I'll terrify them in wrath.
请注意，这里希伯来的诗歌用重复表达上帝的怒气。
Pay attention to the literal structure in Hebrew with a parallel pattern in emphasize God, how angry God is.
这里是表达上帝的怒气是一种充满一种可畏的力量，很大的愤怒要临到人类。
So it talks about really a great wrath that terrifies human beings.
所以上帝是在这里要在说话，神的第一个回应就是说话。
Well, the first reaction is God is saying something.
在圣经里面，上帝的说话有的时候是很可怕的。
Of course, if you look through the scripture, when God speaks, sometimes it's very terrifying.
有的时候上帝没有发怒那个说话就很可怕。
Even he's speaking without wrath.
在这个出埃及记里面,
in the Exodus,
上帝叫摩西上山去,
God asked Moses to go
然后对,
up to the hill.
在山上对摩西说话,
and he was speaking to Moses on the hill.
大家知道那是什么样的情形?
What a scene you can
那个山就冒烟, 整个就震动,
yeah, there's full of smoke on the mountaintop.
这个情形大概就像黄石公园样子。
It's like if you go to Yellowstone Park, that's what you're going to be seeing.
还有跟黄石公园不一样的地方是还在摇晃，山还在动。
But it's in addition to what you see in Yellow Park Stone, you have to imagine even the shaking, the shaking.
摩西叫了70个人跟他一起上山。
Then Moses asked 70 people to come to the mountaintop with him.
那70个人走到一半的时候呢？
Those 70 people just get to the half of the hill.
就是说摩西啊, 你跟神关系比较好, 你上去啊, 我们在这里等你就好了。
They said, well, Moses, you have a better relationship with God. We dare to go to the top with you, so we better wait here.
你知道为什么?
You know why?
太可怕。
Because they really felt terrifying to go up the mountain.
他们听见上帝的声音, 他们就很害怕, 所以他们不要上山。
They heard the voices from heaven, voices of God from heaven, so they are dare to go to the top.
当这个摩西40天都还没有下来的时候,
when they thought they were waited, and after 40 days, Moses did not come down.
他们怎么想的?
Do you know what goes through in their mind?
他们就想摩西那小命肯定是保不住了。
They thought Moses must have died.
所以呢，他说那个摩西已经我们不要指望他了，他回不来了。
So we don't depend on Moses anymore. He's not going to return.
所以我们就知道啊，接下来就发生那种很悲剧的故事。
So then we know the tragedy comes next.
在这里面描述这个叙事里面描述出来什么呢？上帝的说话是很可怕的。
So in such a narrative, you kind of sense the terrifying feeling when God says.
但是上帝在那里没有发怒。
But God is not really speak in wrath this time.
现在这个诗篇的作者说，上帝说话，而且随着什么呢？用重复的怒气来表达上帝极大的愤怒，那开始说话。So
in Moses' situation, God did not speak with wrath. But here, psalmist suggests that God is speaking with wrath.
这是一个可畏的。This
is really terrifying.
这是可怕的。
This is terrifying. This is awesome.
保罗在罗马书第一章18节里面讲到说，上帝的怒气从天上显明啊，在人的身上。So
Paul once mentioned in the book of Romans,
yeah,
chapter 1, verse 18, is saying God's wrath is terrifying.
所以上那里的罗马书那里的这个怒气，那个希腊文也是用的是比较级，是很大的怒气。
That word wrath used in the book of Romans, actually, in the original text, it's in Greek word, it's actually a comparative sense. It's very angry. So God will take action. He will voice with his wrath to this evil world. So we know that when we come before Lord for worship, we have to come with a fearful heart.
我要说的是今天在教会的很多的教会的信息或者在观念在崇拜文化里面,
I have to point out that in today's worship culture,
我们对那位有烈怒的上帝我们已经很少提到。
We don't mention about the wrath from God.
那我们很少注意到在崇拜里面注意自己的言语和动作。
We don't pay attention to our behavior, our acts, and our words when we come to worship Lord.
我们知道我们的上帝是会在烈怒中对人类给人类一个回应的上帝。
We have to come to realize that our Lord can speak with wrath and as a reaction to the human.
但上帝不只是说话。
Not only did Lord, God speak.
他说我已经立我的君在西安我的圣山上了。
He also have installed his king, in Zion, the holy hill.
我们要在这里要注意到的就是世界上反对上帝。
We need notice here that the entire world,
抵挡基督的这些所谓的这些运动。
It's making themselves enemy to Jesus Christ or any movement along that line.
上帝在天上是很在意的。
God actually is knowing it in heaven.
所以我们看到在圣经里面，在有一个故事讲到斯提凡被人用石头打死的时候。
So I hope you remember another story in the scripture about Stephen.
那
stoned
大家还记得斯提凡说什么吗？
Do you remember what Stephen said?
他说什么？我看见天开了。
He's saying, I see the heavens open.
然后说什么？
What else he said afterwards?
看见天开了以后，他看见什么？耶稣在看见在怎么？站在上帝的右边。
He said, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, standing by the right hand of Lord.
但是注意。圣经从来都说耶稣是坐在上帝的右边。
Well, oftentimes you remember from scripture, it often tells that Jesus sits in the right hand side of God.
我问大家，耶稣在天上是坐在上帝的右边，还是站在上帝的右边？
So now I'm going to ask you, what do you think? Jesus is sitting or standing by the right hand side of God?
如果你看全本圣经都是啊，新约都是说坐着的。
So if you look through the scripture, it always talks about he sits.
而这一次是非常特别的。
But this time,
是讲到站在那里的。
It talks about Jesus is standing by the right hand side of God.
所以你想想这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
平常耶稣是坐着的。
Oftentimes, or most of the time, Jesus sits.
而斯提凡被害的时候，那些人喧闹处死斯提凡的时候，耶稣站起来。
But once Stephen was murdered, it talks about Jesus was standing.
他很在意这个事情。
Because he is really, you know, he felt the anger and sorrow about what happening.
表示他的关注。
He really expressed his attention.
他正在什么呢？看着这件事情的发生。
He's looking down upon what is happening.
当然了，为什么没有救斯提凡啊？脱离啊，这个犹太人的手呢？
But then you may ask, then why he's not, you know, reaching his hand to save Stephen?
我们要知道，我们的信仰不是保你一辈子平安。
We have to understand. We have to come to understand. Our faith is not to ensure you have a very smooth.And a successful life.
做基督徒的呼召是去追随耶稣基督。
Your calling as a Christian is to follow Jesus Christ.
就好像上帝没有救耶稣脱离十字架。
It is really like what people used to ask, why God has not saved Jesus Christ from the cross.
上帝，耶稣基督也没有救他的很多门徒脱离啊这个殉道的命运。
So Christ has not saved many of his disciples.
但是呢。这正是神成就救恩的计划。
But this is just a part of the salvation plan made by God.
耶稣死在十字架上面成就了救恩。
When Christ died on the cross, that's a fulfillment of God's salvation.
而这些门徒的受苦殉道，使得福音传播得更快。
And then the disciples martyred, really provides an opportunity to further evangelize.
大家在宣教学上也听到一句话，叫做“殉道者的血是福音的种子”。大家有没有听说过
？So you often hear from, you often hear this statement that the blood of, the martyred missionaries actually become the seed of, gospel.
所以呢，所以在这里面表达上帝对这个世界的这样敌对，他是很在意的。
It signifies that actually, God really cares about the evil doing on the earth.
他有积极的行动。
He actually takes actions.
所以他说我立我的君在锡安山上。
He says, I have installed my king on the, in Zion.
这个意思就是神指定耶稣指定受膏者来统治全地。
It means that God has sent the anointed one. To come to the earth to reign.
这个世上的那些反对的势力将会被消灭。
The, all of the anti-Christ force on the earth will perish.
上帝必死，耶稣基督能掌在全地掌权。
God has enthroned Jesus to reign on the earth.
因为时间关系呢，我想解释先到这里。我要对几个啊，对几个的这个几点的思考，我们就结束。
I'm going to stop here for the Bible verse commentary. I'm going to just quickly mention a couple of applications.
我顺便说一句啊，这每次不知道为什么啊，看了这个时间差不多的，我感觉刚刚自己讲到才进入到那个。
Every time, like when I look at the clock, I feel like I'm just to get to the point. I feel so excited, but time is short. It's up.
啊，我们知道这个世界的的文化在本质事实上敌对基督，敌对基督的国度就是教会。
The nature of worldly culture is really making itself enemy to the Christianity.
在今天的这个世界里面
，In today's world.
东方的很多国家主要从政治上去迫害基督教。
Many countries on the east, really, politically persecute.
朝鲜已经连续十年排名全球逼迫基督教第一的国家。
North Korea have been always been the number one that persecuting Christian in the last 10 years.
啊，我们知道除了那些西亚的那些伊斯兰国家。
Well, if you apart from those West Asian countries, like they believe in Muslim,
还有很多佛教的国家
or other countries that whose religion is Buddhism,
像苏丹啊这样
like Sudan.
那我们知道还有像缅甸
or like Burma.
像很多很多的亚洲很多的国家对基督教的逼迫都很严重
Many other Asian countries, they really have.Strong persecutions against Christians.
当然我们怎么会忘了中国呢
？But how come we can forget about what Chinese government is doing?
中国在今年在2003年的报告里面是排名第37位，就逼迫基督教前三。2013年。
Okay, so actually in the 2013 ranking, China is among the top three.
但是我们感谢上帝，看到教会在东方的复兴。是拦不住的。
We see that really with God's amazing world, the Christian churches really are reviving greatly in Asian area.
而在今天在西方的世界
today in the Western world,
主要是用文化来反对基督教。
People really use culture as a weapon.
所以呢，从
to oppose Christianity.
啊，所以从这个啊，从这个艺术方面
from arts.
从哲学方面
，from philosophy，
那从才有从很多很多的很多很多的学科的在科学方面来反对基督教。
from many disciplines including science，
在所以在我们所以大请大家要特别留意一个事情，文化上面对基督教的这种压迫比在政治上有效的多。
so we have to pay attention to this very troubling fact that the persecution through cultureIt's more effective than the political persecution.
所以在我们今天福音真正的挑战是文化，不是政治。
So the challenge to our gospel today is more on the culture rather than from politics.
但是我要提醒大家，圣经已经早就说明这个末世的会有这种情况。
But I have to remind you, brothers and sisters, it was already warned in the scripture about.The situations in the end of world.
耶稣说，挪亚的日子怎么样，我来的日子也怎么样。
Jesus said that the time I come is just like the days of Noah.
那挪亚的日子是怎么样呢
？What is about the Noah's time?
是嘲笑上帝的福音。
In those times, people scoff at the gospel from God.
是一个娱乐非常发达的时代。
It's a time that pleasure takes the first place.
他们都把福音当笑话。
They scoff at gospel.
罗德的时代怎么样呢？耶稣说，罗德的日子如何，人子的日子也如何。
Also, then he went on to say the time for the man for the son of man is like the time of Lot.
那罗德的日子是一种追求在性非常泛滥的时代。
in lost time, really sex, it's really misused and abused all, everywhere.
那是一个同性恋要游行的时代。
That's a time that homosexuality
可能到处啊，按今天的世界来讲，可能到处都是同性恋酒吧。
If you imagine in today's circumstances, you may think about there's so many bars full of homosexual people.
是一个嘲笑上帝审判的时代。
That's a time that they scoff at God's judgment.
所以当罗德对他的女婿说，他女婿都不相信。
When Lot said to his son-in-law, he did not believe him.
当然那个 是订婚的女婿。
Well, it's an engaged son-in-law.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，那这些对上帝、对基督的这种敌对，在末世的时候会出更加变本加厉。
So Lord, God remind us that when it comes to the end time of the world, that hostility against Christianity will intensify.
保罗说在末后的时候必有危险的日子来到。
Paul remind us that in the end time of the world, we will be dangerous every day.
人会反权威。
People will stand up.
非常的贪婪。
They will be really envy.
邪恶。
And evil,
谋杀
murdering,
而且呢他们呢会怎么样呢会出会很多这种追求所谓的现在用现代话讲所谓的个人主义的那种典型的罪恶
They will pursue things that fall into sin related to individualism.
冷漠
they really kind of disinterested.
对上帝没有敬畏和敬虔
They have no fear to Lord.
而且保罗特别指出来
Paul even further point out
在后来的日子教会里面 有各种敌对上帝的这样的神学出现
in the end days of the world even within the Christian church there are people stand up against Christ
我们知道在过去的一百多年一两百年里面欧洲很多的这个所谓的神学家都是不相信上帝不相信圣经
In the last almost one or two centuries there's many theologians
而很多美国人到德国留学就把这个东西带到美国来
In Europe those theologians really do things against the Lord and then they bring that idea back to the United States
而今天在美国本土
And today, in this line,
产生的另一种敌对圣经的十字架神学的叫做成功神学。
There's another new ideology emerged called prosperity theology.
那不谈罪的问题。
It doesn't ever, it never mentioned about sin.
不谈审判的问题。
It doesn't talk about judgment.
所以所谓追求祝福的这样的一种神学
really focusing on blessing
我最近还读到一篇很吓人的文章说什么说叫人背十字架那这种就是彻头彻尾的一种骗人的教导
so recently I've read a report really make this very terrible statement he said the teaching about carrying cross with Jesus it's a very deceptiveIt's very deceitful teaching.
也就是说，圣经里面没有这些的说法。
This author saying actually they've never taught or never instructed in the scripture.
你很难想象。
You even cannot actually believe what he said.
所以为什么保罗吩咐提摩太和提多说，教会的长老和执事一定要会教导很重要
？Why this is why Paul really reminded Timothy and Titus.That the elders in the church need to learn God's word and be able to teach.
Deacon also.
And deacons.
那我们知道在因为保罗说在有很多奇怪的教导是反律法的反耶稣基督救恩的这样的教导会出现。
Paul reminds us in your time there will be a lot really strange teachings. Actually, they are against the law.Of Lord and against his teaching.
这还不是最可怕的。
This is not the most terrifying situation.
在启示录的十二章、十三章、十七章里面。
In the book of Revelation, if you look at chapter 12, 13 and 17.
再讲到一个龙的出现。
It talks about a dragon.
一个兽的出现。
Emergency of appearance of a beast.
一个妇人的出现。
A woman.
那这三个呢，分别是在 在这种啊文化上、宗教上和政治上、经济上的这样一种联合。
These signify our political, religious, political and cultural aggregation.
所谓的这个大巴比伦的这样一个概念
，is a so-called the Great Babylon.
是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
在末世的时候
，in the end time of the world.
会有从宗教来的。
There will something coming from religion,
从文化来的
come from culture,
从政治来的
comes from politics,
从经济上来的
comes from economics,
所以这些的联合起来的变成一个敌基督的系统
They united together become our anti-Christ system.
所以你今天会看到
So today you can see
有宗教的有哲学的有啊有这个金融方面的，但是很多是反基督教的力量。
You will see many forces from different discipline, economic, political, culture, they gather together to be a force to against Christianity.
但是我们要知道，虽然罪恶好像得胜
，But we must know, as reminded by that song, even though the wrong seems strong,
上帝却仍掌权。
Our Lord is still reigning.
所以我们要知道，上帝会对这个世界有行动。
We know God is going to take action to against this world.
上帝立耶稣基督为王。
God has installed Jesus Christ as a king.
作为基督徒，我们面临一个挑战。
As Christians, we are facing this challenge.
就是你要去顺从这个世界，还是顺从耶稣基督？
You have to make a choice.
上帝所立定的君王。
You have to make a choice: follow this world or follow The anointed one, the king made enthroned by God, Jesus Christ.
所以这篇诗篇说，真正有福的人就是以基督亲近的人。
So this psalm really reminds us, the man blessed is the one who really stay near to Jesus Christ.
愿神能够帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
让我们能够在一个艰难的世代里面，让我们持定耶稣基督作为我们的元首。
In this hard time, we can still view Jesus Christ as the leader of church.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give all the praises to you.
我们知道历史历代以来，这个世界都企图在敌对你，在取代你。
From generation to generation, this world is trying to make itself enemy to you.
但是主，你坐着为王。
Lord, but you're still on the throne, reigning.
你不是任由。这种势力的发展
，You would not let it go.
而你有积极的行动
，You will take active action.
你的审判要临到
，Your judgment will come down.
你已经设立了你弥赛亚，就是耶稣基督
，You have installed the Messiah, the Jesus Christ.
他不要用铁杖来摔碎列国
，He will rule with his iron scepter.
那你使仇敌要做他的脚凳。
He will make his enemy be the footstool.
然而主，你知道，我们常常会在世代这样的文化中间的一种艰难的处境。
Lord, you know we are swarmed into this culture dilemma.
你赐给我们信心。
Give us faith.
让我们能够坚定的来追随耶稣基督。
So we can stand firm to follow Jesus Christ.
让我们不被这个世界的所胜。
So we will not be drifted away by this world.
反倒因信胜过这个世界。
But we can overcome with faith.
让我们不去追随这个世界这种罪恶的潮流。
We will not pursue the worldly fashion.
而甘愿顺服基督。
But trust and obey Jesus Christ.
而背起十字架来追随耶稣基督。
Carry the cross and follow Jesus Christ.
就你自己保守我们。
Lord, may you protect us.
让我们知道，在世界上面，那我们的生活是一个属灵的征战。
Make us understand that our life on the earth is a spiritual battle.
让我们能够常常在耶稣基督里面夸胜。
So we can call the victory in Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for the message. Please take a moment and reflect in silent prayer while Cynthia plays Make Me a Channel of Your Peace.
在诗诗来弹奏这首圣法西斯的祷告这首歌的时候，我们大家来在神面前静默，来回想我们今天神教给我们的这些真理。
Please stand and sing from your hearts, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring you love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith.Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace.Despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Oh, Master, grant that I may never sing so much to be consoled as to console.For the doxology.
我们来唱三一颂。
赞美真神，万福之根，世上万民赞美主恩，天使